Nick Wilson on Afternoon Drive. We got Macaroni Baloney, Mac Robinson on the board. We got Sweet Young Thing, Jax Gregory behind the glassy knoll. We've also got Meredith on the 2020s. Meredith Kane, that is. Got to get the full name out there. Want to be respectful. Everybody's got a full name. Got to give the government name. And across from me, the Germinator. Spencer German's my co-host for the next 5 hours. Hi, buddy.
What's up? You sound like a robot in my headphones right now.
Which part? Like just, everything?
Yeah, like everything.
I think that's your headphones.
No, it is. Okay. I got these new adapters because I usually just like borrow one from somebody's locker. I don't know whose locker it is. Whoever they are, they're a real hero. They're a patriot.
They probably hate you.
Yeah, they probably do. I mean, I put it back every time, like in the exact same spot. So I don't even know if they know.
Uh-huh.
But I'm revealing this on the air. And I was like, okay, finally time for me to be an adult and get my own adapters. And the adapter that I got
is junk.
Apparently just stinks.
Just stinks?
Don't buy the $3.99 ones on Amazon, apparently.
How robot-y do I sound? Like, is it beep bop boop bop?
Yeah, it's like real bad.
Is it more like
that's
just
why I have
weird
one earphone in and one earphone out so that I can actually make sure I hear you?
Would you like those? Actually, just take the adapter.
I was going to say, I just need the, I mean, I've used these headphones before.
Yeah.
It's just the adapter.
Just take the tip off
problem.
That and put it on. You'll
Let's
be
see how this goes. Let's see.
By the way, it's a hump day! Oh, what a day. What a day to be here. What a day to be alive. It's oddly 78 today. I don't know what to make of that. Global warming? I don't know. End of the world? I don't know. I do know I like it. Until there's consequences to come, I do like it. But no, speaking of consequences to come, you're out in Berea today. Were you surprised to hear Kevin Stefanski speak? Let's go ahead and cue that up, Matt, because I think I just want to play it for people where he basically Kevin Stefanski made an announcement on Jameis Winston and the quarterback position, only to then turn around and kind of couch it.
Mentioned the other day that Jameis will continue to be the starter. Are you naming him the starter for the rest of the season, or was this over week to week?
Yeah, I mean, like, yes, but as you know in football, we're all day to day.
This is very, very close to I have concepts of a plan. All right, like this is well, of course, that is my plan. But football also changes plans all the time. Like, he should have just said yes. And then, because listen, if you're going to lie, it's okay. I don't believe him for a second. I don't believe that they have any intention of, based off one game. There might come a time in the very, very near future where I think Jameis, where it's going to be obvious. If they just keep winning, that's Jameis' thing. They keep winning and they're not winning in spite of Jameis. And Jameis is making enough big plays, he's going to keep starting. That's just common sense. We also know if the real, 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 real bad version of Jameis shows up on Sunday, it's going to be a real conversation going into the bye because you'd have 2 weeks to get DTR ready, right? Or are you just taking what he said as the gospel?
Well, I think the other layer to this is obviously with the trade deadline being a week away, and we know that there is at least some conversations to be had there. Like if he plays well for a second consecutive week, do you flip him in a trade? I just think this is Stefanski basically leaving like all options on the table. This is him being like, we're all week to week. Next week he could get traded. Next week he could be absolutely god-awful, like you mentioned, the terrible version of Jameis. And we might decide it's time to start evaluating DTR because now we have 7 losses and our playoff chances are like slim to none.
That is the beauty of every Kevin Stefanski answer. At some point, it is, and this is the second time I've said this, a Rorschach test. Like, it's just like, what did you want to hear? Well, if you wanted them to dangle Jameis, you heard, well, it is the NFL. Oh, it's out of my hands. It's Andrew Berry's decision. If you want Jameis to be the starter because you're locked in after one game, all you heard was yes. Like, this is the beauty of saying nothing, is that at some point you can just apply meaning however you want it to be.
Yeah, he's very good at that. He's very good at just like having the open-ended answers. You don't think he's good at like having the open-ended answers that like give you kind of both?
No, because I think he also butchers things way. But because it's so gray,
we need to go back to the post 2021 season press conference where him and Andrew Berry both said that they still believed in Baker and figure out, because all we really remember is that line. And we forget what they said after that.
Well, they did believe in him. They just believed him in Carolina more than they believed in him in Cleveland, right? Like, I think that context, 8 hours away, is better. Like, I believe in him more in that way than I do here, right? It's like when people are like, what do you think of your brother-in-law? I'm like, he's a great guy. the farther he is away from me.
As soon as you start a line with a great guy, I think we all know where this thing's headed.
Yeah, which by the way, there's a lot to get into, which is Jameis in general, because Jameis had a couple more things that Jameis, like, it really should be, like, my Twitter handle, at Nick Wilson Says, is at Nick Wilson Says. It really should be at Jameis Winston Says, because he just says. He just says things, and it happens. So I do think, like, listen, I think, again, if we're going back to the Rorschach idea, I do think you can take this as a message to DTR, as a, hey, man, we've gone to you twice. You've act surprised both times that you've had to go into an NFL game. Like, we're going to make you feel as on the outside of this as possible so that the next time we go, be ready. Your ass is actually ready.
Well, it was weird that he wasn't ready this time. Because, like, the Ravens game last year, I understood. That was like, that whole situation was odd, where that was where the whole, like, Deshaun Watson being day-to-day thing started, and they were very vague about it all week, and then we didn't know really going in, and then all of a sudden it was like we woke up and, oh, DTR starting. Okay, nobody saw that coming. But, like, last week, he was listed as quarterback two, and there was conversations that, like, it sounded like they were sort of preparing him to be quarterback two for that game, so why wasn't he more prepared, I guess?
Maybe he's just super literal. Maybe he's, you know, like, I have a kid
like
this.
You have to tell him he's starting.
Yeah, like, I have a kid that I have to be like, we are going to the store. I can't be like, you can go somewhere special. No, we are going to the store. Because the nebulous of we're going somewhere special, that could mean somewhere special to dad and not somewhere special
like,
to his.
We're going to the water park?
Yeah. Well, yes, exactly. Because then you go, we're going to the store, and then she's like, oh, I guess we're not going to Kaleidoscope. Okay, cool. Maybe DTR is of the younger generation, and you just have to walk up, look eye to eye, and go, DTR, we're going to play you this weekend. You will
like
back
a toddler,
up.
Like he's a toddler, yeah.
But it's so funny that the conversation around Jameis that is just so interesting is, because I like saying this is like shouting into the wind today. Right, like trying to have a real conversation about Jameis today is null and void because people are it's too good off the goofy juice from 1 week. And so I know that this conversation is going to land differently if he plays differently against the Chargers. He is week to week. And that's where he should be, because Jameis is a lot like Joe in the fact that if he can keep the turnovers to an acceptable, that you will not limit turnovers with Jameis.
Except on Sunday. Somehow they limited it on Sunday. No, except for the strip sack.
Yeah, and the three almost
interceptions.
And that
was kind of his fault because that one looked like one where he was supposed to sort of tell them to block the extra guy, and he didn't.
I mean, if we go interceptable passes, he had three darn tootin' right on the nose.
So did Lamar. So.
No, but that's not the point. Like, Lamar's a MVP candidate. Jameis is Jameis to this point in his career. But if you can keep it within two turnovers per game, and then you've got to kind of counteract that with two or three touchdowns per game. That's how is how Jameis keeps this thing any longer than this weekend.
Not to say it's like apples to apples totally, but like it is sort of reminiscent of the Joe Flacco experience from last year. Joe Flacco had his interceptions. The Bears game comes to mind as a game where he threw multiple interceptions, but he had the ability to dig you out of that hole, and then lo and behold, they end up winning that game. So it's like it's the exact same thing.
Did you just say the same thing back to me that I said to you? I think you just pulled a Dustin. I think we saw Dustin here because Dustin was here to record some spots.
You didn't
I think
mention
you just pulled
Joe
a Dustin.
Flacco, did you?
I 100%.
I really didn't hear you mention Joe Flacco. It must be my headphones.
I said
headphones.
His name.
Must
I said the
headphones.
Full name.
I'm sorry.
No. Yes. The headphones.
These damn robotic headphones.
Ah, man. If I could. I'm just trying to translate it through the robot. Robot Nick Wilson. But no, I mean, I think he's week to week. And I think that's where he should be. Because, like, I think there's a danger in letting. Like, I think, okay, I think there's a calculated play here. If I take this to mean anything, all right? I think it's trying to tell the locker room, hey, we're solid, you're good, let's just, we're calm in the waters, go out there. The problem is, I don't know if that's necessarily the thing that works best for Jameis. And that's an I don't know. I'm not like trying to.
So what works best for Jameis then?
But I don't know. Like, I don't know if security is how you keep Jameis, because I think, listen, Jameis is always going to have to tame the tiger, all right? And he is the tiger. He is the guy that's going to be like, well, it's third and three here, but I'm going to throw a 50-yard pass that makes no sense at all. Or it's third and three, and we've got the perfect third down play, and I'm going to audible to something that makes absolutely no sense, which we did see. I think it was third and five, though. Or maybe it was third and one. I don't know.
You talking about the screen pass?
The sweep. The sweep that, on first blast, I was like, Kevin Stefanski, I will fire you myself.
Because I actually thought the screen pass he audible to was the right call. I just don't think they blocked it right.
Yeah, but the sweep pass, like, that's the... and. Or audibling to get somebody a touchdown, which he did in New Orleans. Like, there's just
I'm still waiting for that. If this season continues going the direction that it's going, and Jameis really is the starter for the rest of the year, there'll be at least a couple of those.
Like I've said, it will always be entertaining with Jameis, and that is going to be something that endears him to Cleveland fans until it doesn't. But no, that's where I am. Like, so you say week to week, or are you taking it kind of bigger chunks, or are you saying I just need Jameis the rest of the year?
I think it's week to week, especially with the trade deadline looming, because to me, like, I still maintain, like, they could turn around on Monday and decide we are going to trade him because somebody's offering you the sun and the stars and the moon. I don't know. I mean, you're not going to, I say that, you're not going to get like a first round pick for Jameis, but like, if somebody threw a third round pick at you, would you take that trade?
Yeah, I'd take it tomorrow. I don't think anybody's doing it.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, if he plays well on Sunday and some team's like, man, we could use a quarterback like that, maybe somebody slips in and gives you something. I'm just saying.
That'd be the funniest thing in the NFL if somebody was like, if like the Chargers game was like, you guys heard about this Jameis Winston guy? He can ball.
Pretty good, but no. Yep, he can ball. But no, I think it starts there, and then it also just does divulge into, like, yeah, like if he gives you one of those classic Jameis games where there's multiple turnovers, multiple problems, and we have and you can tell that there's something, you know, he's giving you the same problems that are not going to help you win games, then yeah, I think you do pivot to DTR, and then it just becomes an evaluation game. I also think the record matters here. Because Kevin likes to play this quarterback gives us the best chance to win. And if you lose two more games, then I think it truly does just become about a DTR evaluation process anyway.
We got plenty to get to today. Ross Tucker, Odyssey NFL Insider, joins us at 4. Dave McMenamin of ESPN with LeBron in town with the Cavs. Bronny's here as well. That sounded a lot more insulting than I really wanted it to be. Bron and Bronny are here. Dave's going to join us at 4:40. We'll get into, is this LeBron's last go-round in Cleveland? Which feels, guys, he's going to tell us. But we'll get to that. We also have Daryl Ryder coming up at 6 as well. The 5 at 5, predictably at 5. But 216-474-0092. At Nick Wilson says, at Spencito _ social media reactions on X. Powered by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. Kevin Stefanski says it's his plan to start Jameis the rest of the season, but football happens. Are you buying Kevin Stefanski putting Jameis as the starter the rest of the way and the path forward for the Browns and Jameis next on 92.3 The Fan?